Well, welcome back on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Out today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture releasing the September cattle on feed numbers. For reaction, we go to Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, looking at the numbers, they look fairly steady with August. Did the report come in close to trade expectations?
Well, actually, on feed marketings, both were very close to expectations. The placements were a little bit on the friendly side. We saw the September on feed number, 103% of a year ago. The trade was looking for 103.7. Now, this means that we have on feed now 9,986,000 head of cattle. Now, this is 2.3% below the five-year average. We saw Nebraska with an increase over a year ago by 4%. Texas and Oklahoma were unchanged versus a year ago on their on feed number. Now, this is the largest September on feed number of the past 3 years, and today's on feed number is the 10th time out of the past 11 months that the on feed has experienced year-over-year increases. So we're continuing to see every report larger than what it was a year ago. Now, the August placements came in at 95%. They was looking for 100.5%, so 5.5% below what the trade was looking for. That's the friendliest part of this report. Now, that means we placed 1,632,000 head of cattle. That is 18.6% lower than the five-year average. Today's placements are the second lowest August placements of the past 20 years. Now, this is also the third largest placements of the past 9 months. Now, Nebraska was down 4% on their placements versus a year ago, Texas down 6%, and Kansas was down 10% versus a year ago. When you look at the weight breakdown of the placements, under 600-pound category was down 3.7% versus a year ago, while the 600 to 699-pound category was down 24.6%. 700 to 799 pound category down 8.4%, and the 800 plus and higher category was up 3.9%. Now, the 800 pound placements have been higher now the previous 12 of 13 months. So we continue to see those heavyweight cattle coming in, which also is one of the reasons why we're seeing such heavyweight cattle coming out of feed yards also. August marketings came in at 94%. They was looking for 93.7%. This means we marketed 1,588,000 head of cattle. This is 16.4% below the five-year average. This is the eighth straight month that the monthly marketing are at the lowest point they have been in the past 20 years. Now, Kansas was down 1% on their marketings, Nebraska down 9%, and Texas down 13% compared to a year ago. So overall, we're looking at a friendly report mainly due to the lower than expected placement numbers.
Well, this week we have seen a lower live and feeder cattle prices for 3 straight days. So is this going to kind of help turn that around?
I wish I could say it will, Leslie. I'm afraid it probably won't have a lot of influence. As you're indicating, the last 3 sessions, we have seen all of our live cattle and all of our feeder cattle futures contracts make new contract lows as the selling is just inundated this market to the point of no return at the moment. Now, it's interesting when you look at the lows that we've put in here this week. A little over a year ago, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures all were putting in all-time record high prices. Now, if you take those 2014 highs and put them against today's lows, October live cattle are trading $36.15 lower. October feeder cattle, $60.50 lower. Cash feed yard trade in Kansas, $28 lower. And choice box beef has dropped $23 from those levels we saw in October of 2014. Now, we've also seen this week the weekly steer average carcass weight at a new all-time record high of 914 pounds. There's also reports that carcasses weighing over 1,050 pounds are being backed up by as much as $10. It also sounds like our packers have possibly enough cattle to cover them possibly for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Beef demand needs to improve both domestically and abroad, and today's choice box beef price is the lowest it has been since May 19th of 2014. Only 4 months ago, choice box beef made a new all-time record high at the price of $265.59. Now, the futures market may be also attracting new sellers into it. That's also not good news, but one thing to keep in the back of your mind, that all the bearish news seems to come out at the bottom of a market. So we could find a turnaround in this market unexpectedly somewhere in the near future. Hopefully we will. Also keep in mind, cattle futures are notorious for putting in spike tops and spike bottoms.
Tom, for people looking for more information, how can they reach you?
Leslie, they can call us toll-free on the phone or call us or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities with a reaction of the September U.S. Cattle on Feed Report. For the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.